All right, let's continue with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Thanks for more of your time. I appreciate it.
Glad you called.
So we talked bear hunting kind of winding down quite a bit. You guys have only checked, what, one bear in this last week?
Yeah, that's it.
That was a nice bear, though, if I remember correctly. And then we also talked deer hunting, and if you felt like pre-rut was just getting started, reports of scrape lines and rub lines coming in from bow hunters. But now I'd like to kind of talk about, you know, the challenges of this year as a sporting goods store. Your supply chain, like everywhere else, has been a little limited. But I'm wondering, for deer hunting products and deer hunters, what are they looking for and what were you able to get?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've been able to, we sell corn 50-pound bags. We sell sugar beets by the bag or by the scoop full, by the tractor bucket full. And then we've been able to get a lot of the Big and J products, the long-range attractants, the Poradon in your corn pile, mineral blocks, food blocks. We got Antler King, high-protein, big buck blocks. And, you know, that type of thing, we got plenty of it. And we got a lot of attractants, a lot of scent to get out there. So I think we got a pretty good supply of it here.
How about your ammo? Has anything been real tough there?
Yeah, it's all been tough. We're keeping up on it a little bit, but we got limits on how many you can buy. And right now the toughest thing is that we're not finding rifle ammo for deer season. But don't be going out there and blowing off all your ammo. You better make sure you got some replacements before you do, because it's been really tough to get anything, even the simple stuff, 30-odd 6, 270. That ammo has been tough to find, so.
Man, any ideas why, or is it just a demand thing right now?
It's just a demand thing. That COVID backed everything up as far as supply, manufacturing, and they were running almost at capacity anyway. So with added gun sales and the season coming on top of this and the lack of supply, it's just, they just can't get caught up. So,
all right, well, let's move to what I'm assuming you're going to have great news for me as well. What a banner year for bird hunters. And I know it's not the best everywhere in your area, but it seems like some great reports are coming out of southern Berrega, southern Houghton County, where the habitat is right.
Yeah, it is. The partridges have been quite plentiful, and we're still seeing a lot of them up here. Not as many as they are down in the southern part of the county, but more than we have in recent years. And so it's been pretty good. And so the guys are coming in with a good numbers of them. Talking to one guy this morning who was actually limited out yesterday in about an hour and a half, Wow. Which is pretty darn good. You know? So I think he saw 8 birds and he got his 5, and that was it.
Wow, that's just fantastic. And I'm glad to hear that things are going pretty well for you there. And I wish you nothing but the best here going into pre-rut season for the bow hunters, getting ready for rifle season. And we're going to catch up with you again next week, if that's all right, Scott.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. And this is The Outdoor Show.